Thank you for calling Customer Support. My name is Robert Huxtable. How can I help you today? Can we begin with your zip code?
Hey, Robert, how you doing? This is 28314.
Thank you. All right, sir, and what's your name?
I'm Michael Pringle.
All right, thank you. Hold on 1 second for me, sir. Hold on 1 second for me, please. Have you went online and paid a couple of dollars for a shipping, for a Dyson, or anything like that?
No.
Have you used your car in a transaction period?
No.
Okay, because that's the only way I'll be able to get you pulled up. Is it anything I can help you with?
Okay, just let me explain to you what's going on, okay?
Very well.
All right, I received the saying that $94.90 for taking out my my checking account, and I called earlier, and the gentleman I forgot his name was, but he told me that he didn't see nothing in there and stuff, right?
Right.
That where he didn't see nothing in there where. And it was taken out today or yesterday, right? But
yes,
I found out that I found out that y'all was taking out a subscription on my account for the last 3 months. Every mid month, y'all take out $94.90 out of my account for some kind of subscription. I didn't know nothing about that.
Yes, sir.
You use different names for the company that takes the money out of my checking account.
All right, sorry. Go ahead.
If you're doing that, then I need for you to stop that because I can't afford that.
Understood, sir. I want to see if I can get you pulled up. Can you verify your zip code for me, please?
28314.
And what's your name? You said your name was Michael?
Michael Pringle.
Michael Pringle?
Right.
I'm going to see if I can get you pulled up by your name. Make sure that this charge is with our company. And that last name is Pringle?
Yes, sir.
All right. Thank you. All right, Mr. Pringle, I want to make sure I'm spelling your name right. That's M-I-C-H-A-E-L.
Oh, say it one more time.
M-I-C-H-A-E-L.
Right.
All right. Hold on 1 second, sir. All right. Do you have the last four of the card that was used in the transaction?
1523.
Because normally all it'll take is for me to get your zip code to get you pulled up. So it's a good chance that this charge may not be with us unless it's in somebody else's name besides yours.
No. No, I mean, like, why would it be in somebody else's name? That's ridiculous. Don't you? I mean,
name not showing up.
Okay, listen to what I'm saying. This is what I'm saying. Okay, this month is from one company. Last month is from a different company. The month before that is from a different company. Because when I called the fraudulent department,
mm-hmm.
they said that it was It's been doing this for the last 3 months. For the last 3 months, it's a subscription that somehow or another that I've applied for, which I don't remember. And if it is, maybe I ordered something, and I know when I order something, sometimes y'all got a habit of shipping stuff without noticing me. All I want is like a one-time subscription, but a one-time shipment, but they
right.
keep sending me stuff.
You have to put
again.
That cancellation in just for it to be a one-time shipment. You have to cancel
right.
it.
Yeah, and I've done that to one thing. Maybe it didn't get through or something like that and stuff because they sent me Flexol or something like that there.
Is that
I called it in and canceled it.
And that's why I said, can you provide me, did you put an email or something? Because these charges may not be with our company. I'm trying.
You customer service, right?
Right.
Customer service. So, in other words, you're representing more than one company, right?
Yes, sir. We're a third-party call center.
Okay, so what you're taking to I understand how the game works and stuff, right?
Yeah, it's not a game to me though. So I want to get you pulled up. It's not a game with people money.
Listen to me. That's what I'm saying, my brother. All right. Okay. What it is? Let's say I know you represent different companies and stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, and like I said, when I looked on my bank statement,
mm-hmm.
the $94 to 96 came from different companies with your number on it. You see what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so in other words, do you want me to read off the company's name?
No, sir, you don't have to because I'm pretty sure it's a merchant name, probably a name that you never heard of.
Yeah.
That's why I said if I can get... I'm trying to get anything that you could have put on your when you signed up for this. I'm trying to retrieve that if you got an email or address.
Hold on, wait a minute. The email I got today was it says the number the. Company is ACHIEVEXTREMESITNESSG.
Right, and it's basically a vendor, sir. That's a vendor. You're not going to have the exact name. Because there's so many different vendors, but that's a vendor's name. And that's
okay,
why
let me try something else. Hold on. Hold on for a minute, man.
All right.
Hold on. Let me try something else. Hold on. Better quality living.
Could be still also a merchant name. I wanted to get your email so I can get something that would have came up on your file.
On my email?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay. M.M. Pringle.
I'm sorry, sir. You said M.M. Pringle?
Uh-huh.
What's the rest of it?
431.
Okay.
@gmail.com.
So that's M.M. Pringle, 431, @gmail.
That's Mike November Pringle. That's M as in Mike, and it's in November.
Okay.
Pringle.
Thank you. And I hope this gets you pulled up, Mr. Pringle. And that's at Gmail, right?
At Gmail, yes.
All right, thank you.
431@gmail.com.
All right, that's what we got. And none of it got you pulled up. Yeah, that's why I said it's a good chance that this is not with us. Yes, sir. I'm sorry, but I tried everything that I could try to get you pulled up, and this charge is not with us. You can contact your bank though, and see if they can give you a more concrete number of who could be bailing you.
Well, the thing about it is, if I call my bank, they're gonna cancel my.
Tell them that you don't want to cancel your card. You just want to see if they can give you a number where you can call that company.
Okay.
Yes, sir. And see if they can just give you that number or anything that can let you know who's bailing you. And they'll try to give you that number, telling you it's a lot of stuff going on with your card and you don't want to cancel it. And then they'll, yes, sir. And then if you end up calling us back, hopefully they give you some information where we can get you pulled up, sir.
All right.
Very well. I thank you, though, Mr. Michael. You have a good day, sir. Thank you for calling customer support.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right, sir. Good day. Thank you.